didn't think Lance owed anybody. He didn't do anything to me. You know what he did for me? He raised $500 million for cancer research. That's what that lie did.
Yeah,
that was great. And everybody had the bands on. Remember the bands?
Yeah. Sure.
Right? Yeah. That blocked out the sun,
yeah.
Right?
You know, it wasn't to block out the sun.
No risk cancer?
Yeah.
Now, the whole thing was annoying, and I hated how Oprah was interviewing him and acting like she was dumbfounded that this guy would do this. Like, she's been in show business for 35 years, and she can't, like, wrap her head around some guy doing whatever it takes to get to the next level. Didn't she, for the first 5 years, have, like, midgets who wanted to bang their mailman's boyfriend? And she didn't want to do it. She didn't want to do it, but she didn't have the power to say no, so she wrote it out. And then when she could make a good decision, she did a show. But she stood on the heads of those little people for 5 years until she got... And then she's sitting there across from this guy like, so how could you... You know exactly what he's doing. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
God.
Look, the guy was a sociopath on a bicycle, all right? As far as I'm concerned, we got up easy.
Yeah.
If that guy was working for a corporation, he probably would have been pouring stuff in the water supply, doing God knows what. Just keep him on the bike. Just let him go up and down the hill. He's not hurting anybody.
Not hurting anybody.
He isn't. And the top 20 guys, like, all tested positive for roids. So our roided up guy beat your roided up guy. Run that filthy sport who was sitting there going like, oh, this is ridiculous. He doesn't represent cycling. Are they going to return all the money that they made off of that guy? Huh? They're going to turn in their yachts? They're not going to. They're not going to do it.
Everyone turn in your yachts.
Radio you have to atone for. MoreLikeRadio.com. Professional radio without the rules.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com.
All right. Hey, everyone. Tuesday, January 10th, Dutch and Royce time here on MoreLikeRadio.com. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingerden here with Royce Lopez.
Hello.
Marie Lopez.
Hello.
Johnny Cake Zanzeri.
Oh, well, hello.
Everybody stop doing that. Mitch Heil.
Hello.
All right. And Sherry Dalai Lama.
Hi.
Number is 954-573-2780. We're going to morelikeradio.com/live. If you have Skype, Hippo Juice Film. All one word, and you can Skype into the show. There's many ways to get in contact with us.
Mucho ways, I believe, is the correct term.
So what you guys just got back from New York, right?
That's right.
Boy,
we were in the Big Apple.
The Big Canary.
The second city.
The windy city.
The spicy pizza pie.
Yep.
The city that's full of sheeps.
We're in what they call the cork of the country.
The lover's state.
That's right. Virginia's for... New York is for Virginia's, which is also for lovers, I believe, is on their license plates now there.
I'm only calling New York the cork of the country.
Yeah, New York's the cork of the country.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It sounded catchy. And I figured I'll throw it together. It'll be a thing.
That sounds like a thing.
That works for me.
Which, by the way,
if it pops, all the shit spews out.
Can I tell you how fancy I'm being? I want to point out I'm drinking a white wine right here in front of me.
Shall everyone have a white wine toast?
Yes, if everyone, please. Cheers. Sherry.
Why? I have a cider. It's kind of like a
You put your really cider like down. This is only men drink.
No, fuck you. I'm gonna put my cider up.
I have a Coors Light in a can.
Oh my god, you're so white trash.
That's like a white beer.
Yeah. Be more rednecky.
Jesus.
I'm trying to get back my roots.
I have Coors Light in a can, so does that count? It's Rocket Mountain.
Are the
brewing.
Mountains blue so that you know it's cold?
Yes,
or
they are.
Or can you use your fingers like an adult?
Like a person. but, so yeah, we went to the Cork of the Country. And yeah, look, Western Echo already is hashtag NY Cork of the Country, hashtag it's a thing. Boom. Cork of the Country. We have to come up with a read because, I don't know, it's full of winos? I don't know.
Because they're plugging up all the shit.
I guess. Okay, so we went to New York for not the best circumstances, obviously. My parents were up there visiting, and my grandfather had a heart attack in basically Times Square. Yeah, so he's 86, but...
years young.
Right, and the heart attack happened...
Okay, you had me worried there.
Yeah. The heart attack happened on, like, the day...
3 weeks ago.
Yeah. So right before Christmas. And, you know, then we went up there because it was not looking good. So first, let's tell the story of my grandfather. He has the heart attack. He's over there. And then they take him to a hospital in New Jersey, Hackensack Medical University. Really, really nice hospital. And when they take him over there, he ain't doing good. I mean, I get called basically the day after Christmas and get told... because I had not day after Christmas, a couple days after Christmas, I had already booked a flight to go January 4th up there. But they basically, a doctor walked in there and told him, look, it's not good. He's not doing good. He might not make it. He's 86. He's already opened out surgery 10 years ago, blah, 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 blah. So again, he wasn't looking good. So they're basically putting him on morphine and whatever, like they were going to let him die. they were giving him, initially, this medicine called, what was it called?
Proactive.
No.
Prohibinol?
Provoxin?
Not going to work here anymore.
Yeah, anyway. They were giving him this medicine that apparently was helping him.
Provocative?
Provoxin. So they gave him this medicine that apparently was working, and they took him off of it because, you know, they wanted to see how bad it was. Well, they were going to put him back on it, but they said... insurance won't cover that medicine because he's 86 years old. My parents are like, well, fuck it. We'll pay for it. Just give it to him. He went from in the morning, I was called basically saying, look, he's going to die. Like my parents were in the church, chapel there, you know, basically. Oh, and then I get sent a video of him standing up, eating and laughing like everything was fine 3 hours after they gave him the medicine. And I was thinking to myself, luckily my parents could afford it. You know what I mean? But imagine the people that can't. You know what I mean? They get told the insurance won't cover it.
Thanks, Obamacare.
You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of low, you know?
Like, sorry, you have to say goodbye to Grandpa.
But, well, that's not Obamacare. That will be Medicare at this point.
Right.
But.
So we actually got to see him on the up and up.
Yeah.
By the time we got up there.
Right, right. So we visited him, and since he was doing better, E-Rock, for those of you who don't know, E-Rock was our buddy's used to be the producer of Opie and Anthony's show, now the Opie show, but he has his own show. It's the It's Eric Nagel show up in Sirius. And it's him and OG Matt from Big Kev's Geek Stuff. He's been on our show before.
I was going to say, is that show even still around?
Yeah, Big Kev's Geek Stuff's still around, but Matt does the show with him. And this other guy named Gittles and Lewis is who we met when we were up there. And he invited us to tape his show in Sirius at 7 on Thursday. So we actually were crashing with E-Rock. He was nice enough to, because he was like right by the hospital. So we crashed with him and worked out good. But we went and we did the, well, are we going to start with the show or you want to start with anything else we did? I'm trying to think.
You're going in chronological order. There wasn't much interesting things that happened except for the show and then coming home.
Right. Thursday morning we did, before we went to do the show, we did meet up with Coletta, Joe Coletta, at the Chit Chat Diner in New Jersey.
He loves a good diner.
Oh, yeah.
And a good chit chat.
By the way.
It was a good diner.
It was the fucking best diner I've ever eaten at.
It was a really
and
good
I've
diner.
Eaten at bad diners in Jersey
that
before.
Is one thing New Jersey does have.
I agree. Dude, because I walked in there going, oh, diner, whatever, fine, whatever, I'm hungry, who gives a shit? And then after leaving, I go, wow, that was fucking really good food. And then
better than Lester's down here in Florida?
Well, I think so. It wasn't even a mile away from the hospital, we would walk to it. So we ended up being there like three times because it was so good. Marie had like the best buffalo grilled cheese. I've never had a sandwich
just
that good.
Throw away every grilled cheese you ever had and go to the Chit Chat Diner in New Jersey and order
ridiculous.
The buffalo chicken bacon grilled cheese on Texas toast sandwich.
So anyway, Coletta meets us there. He walks in now with his beard and his leather jacket. I thought I was about to get hit. You know, I was about to get fucking.
He's got a beard now?
Yeah. So he walks in, and no, not a fake girlfriend, a covered with homosexuality, like an actual beard.
That's what I was referencing. Yeah.
Yeah. So
he's just a huge flaming gay person.
Right. So he walks into the diner and I'm like, oh, great. Well, the made man walked in. We're fucking dead. So anyway, he sits down. We talk. We joke around. We were just hanging out there for a while. Then we go see my grandfather at the hospital. We were pretty much there all day until like, I would say 4 o'clock. Then we, took off. Now, by the way, Royce is an idiot because Royce is from Florida and Royce doesn't know how to pack for winter weather. So,
you did it again.
I did it again. You might as well call me Britney Spears.
Attest to it.
Because I shave my head.
Attest to it, Royce, that I packed the night before. He was picking me up from work and we were going straight to the airport. So I didn't get a chance to help him pack. So from work, I was texting him, pack 2 shirts, 2 pairs of underwear.
She did.
2 socks.
She did.
Your coat.
Uh-huh.
A hat, gloves.
I got the hat. I remember the hat.
He can't. I'm like, I can't help him.
So you didn't bring a coat?
No, hold on. I brought an Under Armour jacket.
Which was a windbreaker.
You did that the last time we were in New
York. Hold on. So I know that exact same, that black Under Armour hoodie that you wore on the boat.
Right.
What? That's not a jacket.
50 degrees on the boat. And then you're going to New York City where it's snowing and cold. And
if I remember correctly, Sherry wore only that jacket for a while. Didn't it keep you warm? So I thought it would keep me warm up there.
Yeah,
no?
It kept her warm in Florida.
Sherry's from Minnesota.
It kept Sherry warm in Florida. You weren't in Florida anymore.
Hold on, but I also had
this.
Hold on.
Miami Mills says, oh boy, what silly Argyle sweater did you end up with in that one?
Fuck you. I didn't end up buying one.
Remember when I asked you, I was like, you call this a jacket? You wear the lightest, thinnest sweater as a jacket.
Because, and I'll explain, because I get warm very easily and... also, I don't want to be carrying around a big jacket. So, anyway, listen, it doesn't matter. My choices for weather are my own.
You had to buy a jacket, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
I didn't let him buy one this time. I let him suffer.
I also had, I was okay because I also brought my flannel shirt, like that was pretty thick, a big thick flannel shirt, and that actually kept me warm. So I was actually fine with that. It got really cold. Like it snowed really bad. But we'll say that that's for later in the story. So anyway, Thursday, me and my light jacket, go in the,
my light jacket and I go
into the city, to meet E-Rock at the studio. We take a lift over there. And we get into there, and we go up to the studio, and the Opie show is still going on, so we're hanging out in the producer's, you know, studio while he's there, while they're finishing up the show. I think it was Bert Kreischer was there, Sherrod, yeah. Opie.
Oh, I like Bert.
Yeah.
Brett. Isn't it Brett? Or is it Bert?
No, Bert? Bert. It's Bert. Trust me, it's Bert. And then we go, and we walk in, and we're hanging out in the studio with Eric while the show finishes up. They finish up. We go in there before the show, you know, I'm talking to Matt, catching up with him, I see him in a while, and... we basically did a couple hours of radio with Eric. It was a lot of fun.
And Hammy sat in.
Oh, yeah. Hammy was there. Hammy was in the studio.
We got to see him in work mode.
Yeah, and work. We saw work Hammy. He was sitting there being all worky.
Was he stressing and Eeyore-ing it up? Or?
No. He was actually cool, calm, and collected. It's a new Hammy.
Well, I would imagine they have that shit down pretty good there at Sirius.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we've seen Hammy in work mode before.
Well, yeah, but I would say that's under uncontrolled circumstances.
Right.
That's a little different.
Still trying to mic up a bar.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, the show's up on iTunes. It's it's Eric Nagel. It's the latest episode.
Nice.
And, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Any teasers on what you guys talked about?
Yeah, we talked some Westworld. We talked a lot of video game talk. We talked...
Too much video game
talk. Shut up. We talked some movie talk. What else? I don't remember.
We talked about video games,
Netflix
that,
TV shows.
Yeah, where OG Matt kept calling it the OA instead of the OA.
I did slip, just so everybody knows, I did slip, but that's not Jiggy. That's not Jiggy at all on the show. And oh, nice. I also...
What else? Something else.
I'll think about it. I did slip something else in there for people that they're going to listen and listen to our show.
Did anybody get it?
Yeah, Eric got it.
Was it just for you?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
Eric got
it because
Eric was listening to our show the day we did that bit.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. And it was in reference to the movie Wild Wild West, so it made sense in context still because Will Smith was in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, trust me, dude. I'm a weaver of dreams and a speaker of jokes.
You're just not a wearer of coats, though.
I'm not a wearer of coats. I'm not a wearer of coats in the cork of the country, the Big Apple, New York City.
Thank you, Mitch, for sharing the cork of the country with a picture.
It looks like a postcard.
I'm sharing that on Facebook right now. That's phenomenal.
Brandon in the chat says, I've done naughty snow time with the missus when it was 3 degrees out. No wind, no prom. Then you get a windy 30-degree day and you start layering. I don't even know how people have sex outside when it's under 60 degrees. This doesn't make sense to me. I don't even know.
Well, you take your penis and then you put it inside of a
vagina. I know the logistics.
And then you take it out of the vagina and then you put it back in the vagina. And then the sexing commences.
How that works?
Are you assuming that people only have straight sex, Mitch? Because right there, you fucking mistake number one.
Whatever. You put the penis inside the other penis.
No, that's stalking. That's not necessarily.
I don't know how this works.
This is not. Whatever. You just smush genitals until someone makes milk. If you repeat the word, it's not gross. So, yeah, we did the show. It was a lot of fun. Definitely download it. Check it out. I mean...
but
how long was it? 2 hours?
2 hours.
Yeah. But that's not the interesting story.
Not yet.
Uh-oh. Although, penis with his penis.
Although it was a lot of fun still. I had a great time.
The interesting story was getting home.
Oh, wait. You guys hung out with Dennis? I see the picture in the chat room.
Yeah. The next day.
He's still alive?
Friday.
Boy.
Well, keep telling the story in Chronology of Glory. Friday, we ended up having breakfast with Hammy and Dennis over at that same Chit Chat Diner. hung out with them, and then I saw my grandfather at the hospital basically till 7 p.m. Then from there we went to go have dinner at this one of those Brazilian steakhouses, you know, where they come and bring you the meat on a sword.
Nice.
Like,
oh, yeah,
Texas,
you just have
they're
the card
Brazilish.
That has two colors.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Something like that. So we ate that, and it was really good.
Hammy was working too late to meet up with us, but Coletta met up with us that time.
Right.
And by the way, I love that every time we go out with Coletta, we take him to an ethnic restaurant because the boy eats like three things, hot dogs, hamburgers, and chicken
so
tenders.
So we make him eat real food.
So we put him in really uncomfortable situations for him and then point out the children's menu and ask for extra ketchup for him to embarrass him while we're eating adult food. So he comes in right after we sit down, and we had ordered a pitcher of sangria, and we're excited to order like seafood and beef and everything like that. And he sits down, and we're like, there's the chicken. Do you want ranch or ketchup with it?
Yeah, we were just being dicks. So we did that. So then it was a really short trip. Like I said, you know, we got up there Wednesday night and we took United there. And this is important to the story, actually.
Yeah, we did one of those Expedia things where it doesn't matter what airline you take up and back. You just find the best
looking
one.
At price.
Right. So we took, because remember, it was right after New Year's and it was like still pretty expensive. Anyway, we took United there, and we're going to take Spirit back. United got there on time, no problem. The flight was fine, no issues. Now, for longtime listeners of Dutch and Royce and the Hippo Juice Show, you know that once a year we tell a story about my favorite airline, Spirit Airline. Remember last year when I said, remind me never to fly this airline again?
Spirit Airline, yes.
You pay more because you're going to pay more. If you're better off paying for something a little bit better because it's not really cheap. After you factor in all everything. Okay, so we decided, I forgot about that. Let's do Spirit. It's cheap.
To be fair, I didn't think it was going to be cheaper. I picked it because it was the first flight out Saturday
morning.
It
was also the good time because it was a perfect time for us to fly out. So anyway. We get up in the morning. Our flight was supposed to be at...
Let's weave the tale properly because the Odyssey started the day before.
How so?
When the 24-hour mark hit the day before for me to be able to online check into our Spirit flight, Spirit makes you log in to check in. You can't just sign in as a guest with your confirmation ID and your last name. And so I was trying to use what I remembered my login being from years ago because I haven't used Spirit in so long and it wasn't matching up. And so I tried to do the forgot password and it wasn't sending me my email link. And it said, if it doesn't happen in 30 minutes, give us a call. I couldn't work my way around it and I couldn't check in online. So I had to fucking call Spirit Airlines like a basic bitch and get on the phone with them and talk to Istanbul or Constantinople and for them to tell me.
Why'd they change it?
I don't know.
I guess they liked it better that way.
If it takes, if you haven't activated it in a year, maybe they get rid of it?
No.
What happened was I said
they don't even have a mobile site.
Yeah, it wasn't mobile friendly.
Oh.
I had signed.
It's only 2016.
I had signed up in my maiden name, and 17. I got married now. And since I went through Expedia, it didn't recognize that I signed up in Expedia as Lopez, and Spirit had my name as Sarkeesian. And so it just, like, the system blew up, and I couldn't even update it digitally. So they told me I was going to have to prove myself at the ticket
counter. And Sarkeesian's already 9-11.
I already know where this is going.
And Sarkeesian's already 9-11.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm a terrorist threat, whatever. But they linked my account to my confirmation number for me so I could finish proceeding to checkout. As I'm proceeding, again, not a mobile-friendly website, desktop site scrunched down, and I'm trying to use the very fine print and the pinch and zoom on my phone to check and write in everything that I needed to do to sign up. I noticed that there was a checkbox for traveler's insurance, and I deselected it because I'm like, I'm not paying for that fucking shit. And I scroll down to the bottom, and as I click send, I realized that it added on because I saw
traveler's insurance.
I saw the price right above. I'm like, ah, fuck, as I clicked it and bought it. And so I bought it. I was like, ah, whatever. Spirit fucking sucks. I might actually be grateful that I have the traveler's insurance later. Like, I'll just deal with it.
Well,
lo and behold,
we get up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. And our flight was at 10:15
a.m.
So we get up at 7:30.
We are both of our phones give us a Google alert saying your flight is delayed 1 hour.
Okay, so we're like, all right, 1 hour.
Both of our red flags go off in our head because A, the Fort Lauderdale shooting incident happened the day before.
B, it's Spirit Airlines.
C, a blizzard is impending this evening.
Okay, so there's supposed to be a blizzard coming at nighttime. In the morning, we get up and we see the flight is delayed. Now, I think maybe it's the shooting. Maybe all flights are delayed. I go to Newark and I see, no, all flights are on time or only average 15-minute delay. So only Spirit was delayed. So the shooting excuse was obviously bullshit. Because they're Spirit. They use anything. They use a national tragedy to fucking not have flights go up in the air.
We know that they were using this because that morning I called them again. I had to get on the phone with Spirit Airlines for a second time and that phone tree is abysmal. And I asked them if it was delayed because of snow or because of the incident and if there were any other flights that may be available early or if I could switch to JFK or LaGuardia. Nothing.
So
nada.
I say then when the flight was delayed then to 2 hours, I go, we need to book another flight because if we don't, we're not leaving today.
As it gets delayed, the snowstorm was hitting. It already was snowing that morning. Yeah. So we're like, fuck it. Let's find the next flight on a different airline and fucking book it.
So I go online. We find the flight for United. 10:45, 30 minutes later than our intended flight.
United, the flight that we took up. We're just taking it back.
We get on the flight, on the United flight. Spirit Airlines at that point now had been delayed
four hours. Well, meanwhile, I had bought a United flight where I got the extra legroom seats that I didn't have to pay for because those were the only ones left.
Oh, but free sodas and snacks because they're not fucking assholes.
Free TV with headphones.
Yep.
And
free
Wi-Fi,
overhead.
Wi-Fi,
bag.
That's only $7.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, Wi-Fi. It was wonderful. It was like being a sheik, but in the air.
It was wonderful.
And
the pilot comes out into the
middle
of the plane.
By the way, hold
on.
Oh. Dutch, remind me, a TV show idea, Air Sheik. Can you write that down?
Air Sheik.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm writing it down.
Okay, go ahead.
The pilot comes out before we take off, explaining us with the best smile I've ever seen.
By the way, this pilot, like, it was like out of the it couldn't have been better. The pilot, the pilot, you know, is in the cabin. He's like, this guy actually came out on the microphone. Hey, everybody, how's it going? All right, so here's what's going to happen. We're going to de-ice the wings. You're going to see some smoke. Don't worry about that. That's natural. If you smell something, no big deal. Unless you see smoke in the cabin, you're all right. Like, totally awesome and reassuring. Like, I felt like I was on a Disney ride. I'm like, this guy, okay, perfect pilot. So then he walks back to the cockpit. And by the way, black guy, you thought he was white. You guys are racist. Walk to the fucking cockpit.
I don't, okay, whatever.
Walk to the cockpit. He walks in the cockpit. He sits, does the whole thing. And
we have a wonderful flight.
Yeah. So we look like a bunch of rubes because we're not used to seeing snow on a runway because we're from Florida.
I know. I'm keep
and you're
pushing.
You're sticking your faces in the
window. We're like, fuck out of a window seat. Like, baby, look at this. Yeah. There's snow on the ground.
And I'm like, I can't see. Get over. I want to see the snow.
Well, dang damn it. There is snow on the ground.
Oh, look, it's sticking to the ground and everything.
That's crazy. How do you suppose this big metal bird gets off the ground?
I don't know, but they had to de-ice the wings. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. I guess someone died with a hairdryer. So anyway, we get on the United flight. They de-ice it. We take off. Wonderful flight. They had Always Sunny on every it was like JetBlue. They had Always Sunny, South Park, fucking great TV shows to watch. So we're like, this is fucking amazing.
We land safely.
As soon as we land,
I turn on my phone.
And what does it say?
Spirit Airlines has been canceled for the day. The flight will pick up tomorrow morning at 10.
Marie and I say,
God.
Yes, and we fist bump each other.
We fist bumped and
high-fived. Yeah, because you're going to get refunded fully if you got a different flight.
Exactly.
No, fuck you, Dutch. We are not getting refunded fully.
We get it.
Because Spirit Airlines sucks a dick. Here's why.
Are you serious?
We're only getting $199.
We are getting refunded the cost of
the
upfront,
Spirit flight.
Of the upfront ticket price that I bought, right? But you forget it's fucking Spirit Airlines where everything else after you give your soul is a la carte. So I had to buy my own seats. I had to buy the effort of me dragging my own luggage onto the goddamn plane. I had the taxes and the other stupid fees and the fucking traveler's insurance that I didn't feel like paying
for. Wow.
And they only covered the baseline ticket and then gave me the audacity of them. They gave me $50 vouchers for me and Roy so we could try them again.
And that's how they get you back in, don't you see?
That seems
But
illegal.
What I did, because
like
I'm
gave,
a good...
I give you money for things. You didn't give me thing I gave you money for. I want money back. Well, we're only going to give you a part of it back. Like, how is that legal?
Exactly. And the problem is they hope you give up. And we're not going to give up. I don't plan to. But I'm just pointing out, United, amazing. Wonderful. They get a bad rap. Spirit, every single... Remember, a week ago, we told the story of the girl that I was Ubering that started bleeding from the ears because they fly too high over Miami because they don't have the airspace rights.
Coach says it's okay to bleed from the ears sometimes.
And
are you serious?
Yeah.
They have to they don't have airspace rights.
Please,
in certain areas, yes.
If you love me, don't fly Spirit. Ever again.
Even if you don't like her, don't do
so
it.
So what we did was we offered our $50 voucher to Mitch and Sherry to come visit us because we don't care
no,
if they
I
fly
didn't.
On it.
I did not offer
I
that.
Did.
You guys are not allowed to use it.
Hey, you guys want a shitty airline?
No, you guys...
I see you either use it for my bachelorette party or my wedding.
No,
but the problem
don't...
is it's Spirit, though. They don't want
to
do that.
I'm not going to use Spirit.
No, you don't
I'd
understand.
Rather walk to Minnesota.
You don't understand. No one is using that fucking voucher.
Well, someone's
going to
use it.
No, no one is
we'll,
going
we'll
to use it.
We'll raffle it.
No.
$50
no
Spirit.
No one is allowed Ooh. To use it because you're going to have to pay more than $50, and I don't want to give them another penny.
Wait, well, can we use it as like a prize for like
no!
some sort of contest?
No one uses the voucher.
Okay.
Well, it's
I mean,
no
like,
one's voucher.
To listeners.
It is fake money to an awful company. You are not going to use it. Not on my watch.
Okay. I love Marie.
Marie's not on board.
Out of solidarity, I will print the damn piece of paper out and then throw it away.
Marie's not on board, guys.
And Marie, tell us how you really feel.
Oh,
she's not right. She's not wrong, though. Spirit's pretty bad.
It's fucking terrible, dude.
You know what's becoming that way now, too, is Frontier. They're doing the same type of thing where they have
just as shitty.
It's the same.
They do is they have low initial ticket costs and then they get you everything on the back end. So.
Oh yeah, that same thing Spirit is.
Well, that's what we did when we went down to Florida. We took Frontier down there and Spirit back.
The only thing that the only thing that bugged me was with United. Besides everything, was you ever had an experience where you take a bag using the same airline and you take a bag and they tell you it's fine to put it in the overhead and then you're bringing back the same bag and the other way they tell you you can't and you're like, I just brought it.
I guess it depends. Was it the same type of plane? They do have ones that are larger.
Identical plane. It was the identical. It was United. It was the same thing. Actually, the second plane was bigger. It was a 747. The first plane was an Airbus 3-something. So the second plane actually had more room. Anyway, and I'm rolling the bag in, and she goes, no, you got to check that. I go, I am not checking that. And she goes, I go, I brought it here. She goes, does it fit? And I go, yeah, it'll fit. And I push it. And she goes, you got to push it all the way in. Just being a cunt, even though she saw it fit. And I go, fine. And I smashed it in. And it fit. And I go, great. Now my stuff is broken. She goes, you're not supposed to force it. I go, you're the one that forced me to do this. And I just walked. And I said, even if she would have put one of those check tickets, I would have just taken it. Because you're supposed to leave the bag, you know, by the door. I would have just ripped it off and put the bag inside anyway, you know? Like, from what I do, from the fucking gate to the airplane, that little fucking runway and that little runway thingy is my business.
You know what the best part of all this was?
Leaving New Jersey?
Well, that is the best part. Oh, my God. I could not stop complaining about Marie, how awful it is.
Marie hates the city.
We're flying over into New York.
And it looked beautiful.
Nighttime. Gorgeous skyline. It was clear. All the lights were still Christmas colored. It was breathtaking. All I could think was, fuck this city.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, I literally, to the window, said, fuck you, city. I don't like you. I don't like you at all.
I'm not a big fan of New York City either.
It's the worst. Everything about it is awful. Anyone who says New York, the greatest city in the world. No, go fuck yourself. Paris is nice. Go there. Nothing nice about New York. Oh, you like potholes? Oh, okay, nice.
But it's cheap at least, right?
No, it's the most expensive place on earth.
It is. It's almost laughable how
everyone kept asking us what we wanted to do. And I'm like, I don't want to go into the city.
Oh, so when we're in the city, we get, for the most part, we have pretty decent Uber and Lyft drivers, but we get this one dude, this Lyft driver that was taking us back from
dinner. I don't remember.
The military dude.
Yeah. We had one Lyft driver that we asked one innocuous question.
From the hospital, he picked us up and he pulls up in his SUV.
And he starts talking about the dangerous neighborhoods that he doesn't drive
so
in.
So this guy was one of those dudes who was being racist without being racist, if that makes sense.
Right.
He's like, oh yeah, I always turn off my Uber when I get through.
He gets in, a military looking dude, because he mentioned he was in the military. He had to, and he was, you know, of course, I don't know why, but I guess he was ashamed to be a Lyft driver, because, you know, when I go in, I was like, oh cool, man, you're a Lyft driver. I go, I'm an Uber driver in South Florida. He goes, yeah, well, you know, I own a fleet of cars. I'm like, okay, man, that's cool, bro. Like, I don't care. You know, were you impressing? Just fucking take me to my destination.
Right.
So then he goes, oh, you're an Uber driver guy. I start talking. I go, yeah. He goes, you know, a conversation's going to be good when the first thing he says is, you know, I don't want to get racial. Am I wrong? Am I lying?
He certainly
They're
did.
Really the worst.
Am I
like Cubans?
Did he? Hey, I'm right here.
I'm going to get racial.
But that's basically what he said.
He basically said, I don't want to get racial, but.
But.
That's always fun.
And I'm like, I feel like, you know, the Joker.
We're in the back of the car going, wee.
Yeah, basically. We're like, here we go. And he goes, yeah, what I'll do is, like, sometimes I'll pick up some of these homeboys. And, like, if I drop them off, you know, if I have to drop them off in Patterson, I'll drop them off. Then I'll turn my Uber thing off. And I won't turn it on until I go to a better city. Because, you know, the thing is, like, they get in the car and, you know, they just want to go, you know, sell drugs. And they're like, dude.
He started telling us the stories about how he reprimanded teenagers.
Oh, my God. So these teenagers, like 16, 17 years old, got in his car. And they were being teenagers, apparently. And he pulled over and he says, you will not call me bro. Or dude, you will call me sir, and you will give me the same respect that you give your principal.
And if you don't, this is a McDonald's, find another Uber.
Like, being really, like, stern. Like, the audacity of a Lyft driver to talk down to somebody.
He said that to some kids he was picking up to drive somewhere?
Yes! Yes!
Before they got in the car.
And then he was telling us the story.
So we're just like, okay.
Yeah.
And then the other story he told was he's like, you know, actually women are actually picking up younger women is worse than men, because, you know, the thing is with men is, like, you know, they see me and they could tell, this is what he said. They could tell I'm a former military guy and I'll knock him around. And I'm looking at this guy. This guy's got to be 45 years old with a dad bod and no arms. And I'm like, dude, Marie could kick this guy's ass. I'm like, but he's just super full of himself. And he was like, and he goes, you know, and normally, because he's talking himself up, he goes, you know, I just do Lyft and Uber, but my fleet of cars, what I do is, you know, I do this thing called Juno, which is new in New York, where it's like a car service. And basically, I'm just hanging out with these famous people. I'm just like their designated driver. And I'm like, ew. You know, I'm like, ugh.
He's like, we're just
that
like
guy right now.
Yeah, I'm like, you're being that guy, bro. I'm like, I'm an Uber driver. I know what I am. I'm an asshole who picks people up. Like, I don't fucking think better of myself. You know what I mean? But, you know, far be it from me. I don't give a fuck. If you're paying me, you can call me fucking a spick when you get in the car or hello, sir. I don't give a fuck. You know, I'm going to drive you. Like, it doesn't matter. Just don't puke or shit in the car and we're fine.
Right. I can attest to that. You can call him spick and he's fine with it.
Yeah, that is 100% true. I've done it. You know. I mean, Sherry frankly just said she hates Cubans, so obviously, I don't really care. By the way, I understand why people drink wine when they talk, because it's nice to gesture with it. I feel like I'm making a
How
bigger...
How are you just learning
Because
about
I'm not
this?
A wine drinker. This is nice.
Yeah, right? You can't really do that with very many other beverages. I mean, you imagine you have a Diet Coke and you're just gesturing.
Dutch.
Awkward.
A hot toddy.
Fancy AF.
If you had a bottle of beer, you can do the finger point and talk, but that's
yes,
more directive.
No,
but I know, but with the wine, I feel like I'm like punctuating everything with, like, you know, when I blah blah blah, you know, you put
can
the
you
wine
get away with that with back. Like a glass of scotch.
Yeah, I think scotch works too. Anything
yeah,
that
you can
does
do that. Okay, yeah.
Anything
I'm
that's
one right now.
Yeah, anything that's not filled all the way to the top, basically.
Anything in crystal.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, you can't do it with a milk carton.
No.
What about a cider?
A cider's fine.
Like, hey.
A cider's fine. It's the same as a beer. That's a cider's a pointer. But anyway, what were we talking about? I got distracted.
That we hate spirit?
So, no, we were talking about something else.
No, we were talking about
the
spirit.
Uber driver, military Uber driver. So anyway, the guy's this fucking weirdo. And then I ask him, I go, hey, so, you know, what do you get tips better on? I go, you know, since Lyft allows people to tip, do you get tipped more there or Uber? He goes, I don't know how he turned that simple question into, well, I only drive into affluent neighborhoods, so they always tip me cash. I'm like, you're the worst guy. You're the worst.
Stop it.
He kept being the worst.
Yeah.
And then I dropped this off. I was like, oh, fuck, I'm so glad that experience is over. Because it was like.
Did you tip him?
Yeah, I ended up tipping him a buck. I mean, I feel bad. I mean, I want people to tip me, so I'm not going to be a dick. And you know what? I tipped him a buck because I told the story. Telling the story was worth a dollar to me.
Yep.
Actually, I won in that exchange. But
I had one of our other Lyft drivers laughing pretty hard when we were going through the EZ pass that they have over there.
Oh God!
And we went through it, and I'm like, they should call it the fuck you pass. And you start laughing.
I started laughing. It's disarming when Marie does it because they don't expect a woman
to
do that.
I'm like,
you got this girl who looks like she could be sweet and then she says something like that.
Brutal.
Like, you want to drive over a bridge? $8. You want to come home? $12.
It's like, fuck you. Dude, it's fucked up. I was talking to the other Uber drivers there and they're telling me, like, they're allowed to drop off people in New York, but they can't pick people up in New York. Because check this shit out. Yeah, check this shit out. The people that govern Uber in New York
City. The Uber overlords?
The Uber overlords in New York City are the limo and taxi unions. So the direct competition is basically the one that's governing Uber, right? So in New York, you have to go through the paperwork and the money of becoming a taxi driver. To be an Uber driver in New York, like the fuck people.
So you can drop off, but he can't pick up. Wow.
And so then they make him take 40 to be a New York City Uber driver, the 40-hour defensive driving class. And I'm like taxi drivers do. And I'm thinking to myself, I have never felt safe in a taxi, like, especially in a big city. Am I the only one that has the experience? Not with an Uber, with a yellow taxi, they slam on their brakes a lot. They edge up a lot.
Well, they probably teach them
they
that.
They cut up in front of people. My point is that
the school is actually called Okay Buddy.
I don't think that's good.
Okay. It's called Okay Buddy okay. Taxi Service.
Okay Buddy Taxi School?
Yeah.
Okay, but they teach you to play loud Arabic music while having a Bluetooth and talking to your friend in Pakistan.
The car smells the worst.
What could they possibly be talking about that would require them to do it
it's
all
actually
day?
All gibberish.
And all of them
they
are
make
doing
it up. It's all taxi drivers are white people. The OK Buddy School is actually to teach them to be more ethnic.
And where do they
to create a barrier between taxi driver and taxi recipient? It's all a class system thing here. We have to keep being afraid of our taxi drivers, otherwise the whole system crumbles.
And where do they find the BO air fresheners? Because they always smell.
Well, it can't be a pleasant it's experience, not just or a, you keep using it.
It's not like a regular smell. It's like, I don't know, like this.
It's scientifically proven from the OK Buddy School that you always want to get the worst smell you can for the best taxi experience.
By the way, and you know you're an experienced taxi driver because every year they give you a gold chain. So the more gold chains you have on top of each other, that means you're an experienced. Like if you're a general, dude, you look like Mr. T over your chest, white chest hair. It's amazing. It works very well there. So what I'm saying is, Marie, I want to become an Uber driver in New York City.
You'd
wait,
be a shoo-in.
White chest hair?
No, I have. I know. I don't have.
I
white
thought
chest.
They were all foreigners.
They are all foreigners. Gray, like white.
Like gray hair.
Sherry, drink your wine and look at your Pinterest.
I was looking at kayak.com, thank you.
Now,
is that like a website dedicated to kayaks and kayak accessories?
No, that's kayak.org.
Oh.
Very confusing, the traffic sites.
Kayak.com is for flights.
So we...
to Florida and Denver.
I want to go to Florida.
Aw. I do. You guys are just here.
Hey, Dutch, yes. why don't you and Kelsey fly down and visit us at some time? It'll be fun.
Why don't you guys come see us in Minnesota?
Because
we Minnesota. Just time. It'd be fun.
Because we're going to see you for your fucking bachelorette wedding and shit.
Don't worry. I already started putting flight alerts up for Minnesota.
We literally have had talks, just Marie and I, about your wedding, which is my wedding.
Yeah,
but
it's weird because we don't usually talk to each other.
We don't. Off air, we just give each other silent looks and watch TV. And we do communicate, but only through text message.
You only blinking. Talk through the Google Home.
Yes, we have the Google Home go.
Okay, Google, text Marie.
It's kind of our mediator.
I don't know. I saw the Google trying to kill itself the other day, though. So.
Oh, no.
It was trying to hang itself by its cord. Okay, Google. Okay, Google, it's not worth it. Okay, Google, we love you. Okay, Google, I only called you that because I was mad.
Okay, Google, permanent solution to a short problem.
By the
okay,
way,
Google, play Smash Mouth on all speakers.
You know what the best part is that Mitch now sends me play Smash Mouth through audio clips through Facebook, and if I'm near the Google Home and play it, it will play Smash Mouth on all speakers.
That's so great.
Obnoxious.
And you know what the funny part is? We actually, on Eric's show, I said talking about the Google Home thing, and I did the OK Google. Matt sends me a message. He goes, now, every time you say it on the show, it fucks up phones. So I know for a fact we're fucking phones up right now, and I love it.
You're welcome.
Everyone's phones are going crazy. Mm-hmm.
Just don't order anything.
So yeah, Spirit Flight was fucking terrible.
The worst.
We didn't actually get on it.
No.
That's why.
We just paid because
it didn't happen.
It never happened.
It didn't happen. The flight didn't happen.
They have one plane. I think Spirit Airlines has one plane.
It's one dude.
It's one guy.
His name is Seymour Spirit, and he flies one pilot. He flies that one plane around. That's why it's so cheap.
He's got to take a nap, and sometimes he forgets to set his alarm.
That's why they're always delayed.
Well, dang, damn it, I didn't set my alarm again.
See, the thing, they call it Spirits because he's drunk.
Oh, Spirits Airline. I got it now. I get jokes.
So, yeah. You know, fly another airline. United seems fine. Pick that one.
Yeah. So, that was our experience in New York. If I think of anything else exciting, I don't know. Did we forget anything? I don't think so.
That was the reason why we didn't do a hippo juice last
week. So fucking cold. I don't know how you guys do it in the north. It's fucking terrible.
You get used to it.
No, you don't. No, how
don't
can
know.
You possibly?
I was much better with the cold up there than I was with the cold when we came back home. There's something about Florida being cold. It's just not right.
It ain't right.
It ain't right.
Well, there is something to be said about there's different, like with the dry cold and or wet colds. Like you guys, when you came out here for your wedding, that was like a dry, or wedding, sorry, your honeymoon. That was like a dry, well, it wasn't, wasn't that cold at that time. It was in the fall, right?
It was in winter. We were there for Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay, so it still was. Yeah, but like you go somewhere like in Minnesota, with all that water that's around, with all the lakes, it's that bone-chilling type cold.
It's terrible.
Sometimes. Just different to
you
describe.
Don't know.
No, but see, the good thing is once it gets cold enough, it gets too cold to snow. So then...
And let's be honest, after it hits negative 10, it all feels the same.
It does, yeah. It's just miserable.
I don't even know. I didn't even know that was a number, honestly.
It hit 20 degrees today, and I thought it was a freaking heat wave. I was like, oh, my God.
Sure. I was like, yeah, it finally got warm enough to snow again.
I was like, Mitch, why is it snowing? He goes, because it's like 20, 25 degrees. I was like, oh.
Wow, you live in this fucking terrible place.
So here's what happened. So it's like 20 degrees out and it's snowing. And she's like, why is it snowing? I'm like, well, because it's 20 degrees out. It's below freezing. Like, oh, I thought it was too cold to snow. I'm like, what temperature did you think it would have to be for it to snow? And she's like, 32 degrees?
What?
Like, wait a minute.
Like, so, like, and so it only snows at 32 degrees, Sherry.
Are you serious? Oh my god!
This happened. Yes.
That's funny. I have.
There is a 1 degree temperature range where it is the perfect temperature to snow. Otherwise, it's too hot or too cold. I guess.
I was sober when this happened.
You want to know something similar that happened the other day with my chick? Kelsey's writing out a text message, and I'm watching SportsCenter or whatever. And she was like, "Hey, If I were like saying the phrase play it by ear, do I spell ear the way you'd spell ear?" And I just stopped and looked at her. I'm like, what do you mean? And she was like, do I spell ear like the regular way when I'm saying play by ear, or is it different? And I just looked at her and I turned around. I'm like, I'm not even going to answer that. I'm going to act like you didn't just say it to me. And then she got mad at me for doing that. She was like, just stop being a dick. And I looked around. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm not. How am I being a dick? You're the one who just. I'm like, do you even know what the phrase "play it by ear" means? What does that mean? If someone were to say, "We're gonna play it by ear," think about what that sentence is talking about, and how do you spell that word? I'm not telling you how to spell that word. And then, like, we got mad at each other for that dumb little argument.
How
do you live in a home that doesn't have Google?
I mean, is there another way to
That's
spell ear?
That's why I turned around and I was like, I don't know how to address this.
How did she want to spell ear?
I don't know. That's the thing. We were mad at each other. We stopped talking to each other for like 15 minutes.
See, I don't get mad at Mitch. I'm just like, ha, you're the sucker who's going to marry me. You're going to marry my dumbass.
I would have just kept asking, well, how do you think you'd want to spell ear? Well, what do you just try? Oh, what do you think? What do you think it is?
I said it. I was like, I'm embarrassed right now, so I'm not going to turn around and go back to watching TV.
And then I would start saying it in different inflections, so that she starts questioning whether or not there really is another spelling. Like, well, you know, there's like eardrum, but then there's play it by ear. You know, like, you know, just play it by ear.
You're spelled the same.
Yeah, I don't. You know me. I get rageful with things like that. Like when people just. She wasn't meaning to be dumb. It was just like a blonde moment that happened. It was just like, oh.
Yeah, that happens to me. There happened to you where you listen to someone else's conversation in public and you're like, you fight everything in your being not to correct them.
Every like, day.
When they're just being
just
stupid.
Just jump into the conversation.
Yeah, like, what do you, like, no, stop it. Because you want to be like, I feel like you're seeing an idiot be born when you see misinformation being told, like, back and forth. In public. And then you go, no, because I heard that Barack Obama's actually a lizard who fights karate. And I'm like, and you just let that happen. And I feel like it's morally wrong to let someone go through like thinking
that.
Yeah. You know? I don't know. I think it's our job to kill stupidity. Or at least try the best that we can. I mean, at this point, aren't people accusing Trump of peeing on a Russian prostitute allegedly? What is that about? Seriously.
Yes. Is that a new one?
Yeah, Mitch, can you explain this? This happened right before the show. So what's going on?
Yeah, I don't know the full details of it because I don't really give a shit to
read
about these
what
things.
What I did was I set you up so you as a producer could Google it and stuff, but whatever. Do what you want.
No, I'm going to just go off of the top of my head.
Okay, sounds good.
So basically...
Don't worry, I'll do it.
The memos that are going around, and this is on CNN and stuff, it's that... Russia has their hands in Trump and blah, blah, blah. There's hacking stuff. Like, they have dirt on him. And that's why they're able to control him and all of the things he does. And supposedly one of these things was he went to, like, a Russian bathhouse or whatever, and he paid money to, like, either piss on a Russian, like, a prostitute for, like, a golden shower type thing.
Okay,
or just watch
I'm about to read the title of an article, and this is a real article. So, Donald Trump denies that he hired a Russian hooker for golden shower party.
Yes.
This is our president. Okay, so go ahead,
you know,
Mitch.
Hold on. Before you get into that, let me just put something in context. The worst thing about as far as like the conspiracy theory stuff with our former president or soon to be former president was that he wasn't born in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Like, that was the big thing. Where's his birth certificate? You fast forward this president, he's pissing on Russian hookers. It's like
BuzzFeed. Hold on. BuzzFeed published a dossier apparently that said it, but it says, as BuzzFeed makes clear, the documents are highly unverified. If documents are unverified, then as a journalist, you're not supposed to publish them.
What about if they're highly unverified?
Get the clicks, man.
No, but my point is, if they're not verified, that means it's not news. You know what I mean?
But what if they're highly unverified?
Does that
make it publishable?
Here's what it says on BuzzFeed News. These reports allege that Trump has deep ties to Russia. A dossier compiled by a person who has claimed to be a former British intelligence official alleges Russia has compromising information on Trump. The allegations are unverified and the report contains errors. Then why did you
Why is the carpet all wet, Tom?
I don't know, Margo!
So now here's the fun part. And I just posted the image in the chat room. And this is from 4chan.
Oh,
and
did 4chan do this?
Let's recap what happened. A 4chan board mailed fan fiction to anti-Trump pundit Rick Wilson about Trump making people piss on him on a bed that Obama slept in. He thought it was real. Rick Wilson thought it was real, yeah, and gave it to the CIA. The CIA of the United States of America put this in their official classified intelligence report on Russian involvement in the election.
Did 4chan troll the CIA?
Donald Trump and Obama have both read this fan fiction that this Reddit group made, and the CIA has concluded that the Russians plan to blackmail Trump with the story we, as in 4chan, made up.
And Trump tweeted at 8 p.m., fake news, a total political witch hunt. Well, let me read it like he said. Fake news, a total political witch hunt! His former campaign manager and current senior White House advisor, Killeen Conway, also denied claims on an appearance in The Late Show with Seth Meyers, adding nothing has been confirmed. She also said Trump was not aware of any briefing on the matter. The documents have circulated for months and acquired a kind of legendary status among journalists, lawmakers, and intelligence officials who have seen them. Mother Jones writer David Korn, also known as Maze, referred to the documents in late October column BuzzFeed News reports. In the U.S. and Europe have been investigating various alleged facts in the dossiers, but have not stood them or knocked them down. Harry Reid spokesman, whatever. So apparently, I mean, from what it seems like it's bullshit.
You know what the best
but
the, part?
Did the CIA really?
Reddit made it up, and they just
4chan.
As a goof, 4chan. And then people took it for serious.
You know what the best part 4chan. Is now?
Yeah.
If you just do a Google search for golden shower, you don't actually get golden showers anymore. You get Donald Trump's face.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is pretty hilarious that the Central Intelligence Agency added this to the. But are we sure it was 4chan or we're just guessing?
Well, according to this screen cap,
there's a. Let me see. There's a big Reddit thing. There's a couple 4chan posts about this. Like, I'm pretty sure 4chan did it.
Oh, yep.
Like made
did 4chan... Yeah.
Right it, up their alley,
it's, hold on. It's being reported by other sites now. Did 4chan troll the CIA? Yeah, there's a few sites now reporting this. On Tuesday night, BuzzFeed News, public and explosive, blah, 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 blah. 35-page PDF. Wilson denied the source was from 4chan/POL. Oh, my God. They totally...
POL/Pollock.
Yeah. 35-page PDF published by BuzzFeed on Trump is not... Oh, here we go. This is why... Okay, you can tell it's not real. Here's why. WikiLeaks just posted right now, the 35-page PDF published by BuzzFeed on Trump is not an intelligence report. Style, facts, and dates show no credibility. So WikiLeaks already debunked it, and they have been right on everything. So they have. You can't... Whether you like them or not, Wilson denied that his source was somebody. You're wrong if you believe what that it came from. Oh, Rick Wilson on Twitter is saying, you're wrong if you believe it came from slash POL on basically 4chan and that I was the BuzzFeed source. Try again, boys. No, it was Rick Wilson. It had to be. Trump says it's fake news. Guess we'll have to wait and see if 4chan pulled off what is possibly the greatest troll in internet history. Holy shit.
They're just
shit.
Getting started.
Do these guys
if 4chan pulled this off.
Do they get a slow clap?
Hands off to the, yeah, you know what? Yeah. So they added it to the intelligence report. But WikiLeaks already said it's fake. And again, WikiLeaks has not been wrong. They haven't. You know what I mean? So I always side with them because.
Right. So far, so good.
Yeah. So far, they have.
But it doesn't mean it's any less of a troll job because everybody thinks.
Oh, no, no. I'm sure it was a troll job. I just want to make sure that it's.
Well, yeah. See, the best part is it just shows how easy it is to just make the mainstream media run with absolute bullshit over someone they just don't like. Mm-hmm. And now they have to go back and send out apology notes to all of their viewers. Like, we're sorry that we published a report that said Donald Trump pissed on hookers.
They're not really going to apologize.
How are you going to publish a report about pissing on someone?
How are you going to push a report about pissing on someone? Oh, God. And the thing is that here's the problem with this, though. Whether you like Trump or don't like Trump, when this stuff comes out, people aren't going to read that it's fake. They're just going to remember that one part, and now forever we're going to – and that's the shitty thing. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. Good for 4chan. Don't get me wrong. Good for them.
The shitty thing is that we're wasting people's time on fake news instead of actually just letting people do their fucking jobs.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But, dude, I'm the only one that's, like, just – again, like, did everyone see the whole Meryl Streep thing? Her fucking thing at the Golden Globes?
I heard she went off on him.
And it's not even worth playing because everyone's heard it at this point. But basically, she went off on Trump on this whole thing. And a lot of people are mad because at the end, she said something about, you know, if it wasn't for artists like us, you know, the world would just be football and mixed martial arts, which isn't an art. Like, she was just really down-talking everybody, being a real cunt.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to like her until just now.
I'll play it. You want to hear it? I'll play it if you want to.
Can we do it after the break?
Fine.
No, let's do it. 3 minutes. Let's do it.
Oh, it's 3 minutes?
Yeah, man.
All right, go ahead.
Let's just fucking, we're going to break after this. I want to talk about it.
Now
that
I'm thinking about it.
That's my point. Is let's play it and then talk about it after the break.
No, let's play it and talk about it.
It's my Meryl, and I want it now.
You want to play it and then go to break and then talk about it?
Let's talk about it.
No, let's talk about it now and then go to break after. Here we go. Here to speak.
Okay.
And audio, go.
I've lost my voice in screaming and lamentation this weekend, and I have lost my mind sometime earlier this year, so I have to read. Thank you, Hollywood Foreign Press. Just to pick up on what Hugh Laurie said, you and all of us in this room really belong to the most vilified segments in American society right now. What? Think about it. Hollywood, foreigners, and the press. But who are we? And you know, what is Hollywood anyway? It's just a bunch of people from other places. I was born and raised and educated in the public schools of New Jersey. Viola was born in a sharecropper's cabin in South Carolina, came up in Central Falls, Rhode Island. Sarah Paulson was born in Florida, raised by a single mom in Brooklyn. Sarah Jessica Parker was one of seven or eight kids from Ohio. Amy Adams was born in Vicenza, Veneto, Italy. And Natalie Portman was born in Jerusalem. Where are their birth certificates?
Well, already you can see what she's doing, right?
Ugly.
We're going to keep going. Pick. Don't worry, it gets worse.
It took them a second.
And the beautiful Ruth Nega was born in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, raised in London. No, in Ireland, I do believe. And she's here nominated for playing a small-town girl from Virginia. Ryan Gosling, like all the nicest people is Canadian. And Dev Patel was born in Kenya, raised in London, is here.
You want me to get to the Trump part? Because this is fucking ridiculous.
It's so long.
Yeah.
When did they play the music louder so she can shut up?
Yeah. Here it is.
But there was one performance this year that stunned me. It sank its hooks in my heart. Not because it was good. There was nothing good about it. But it was effective and it did its job. It made its intended audience laugh and show their teeth. It was that moment when the person asking to sit in the most respected seat in our country imitated a disabled reporter, someone he outranked in privilege, power, and the capacity.
So far you like where it's going?
Yep.
I want to remind everybody of something, and this has already come out. In 2006, she gave a standing ovation to Roman Polanski, a now convicted child molester.
Convicted child molester.
She gave a standing ovation to Roman Polanski, and when she was asked about it, she said she was sad he was in jail. So again, Meryl, this speech would mean, but again, not a Trump guy here. Didn't vote for him. But this speech would mean a lot more if you weren't a hypocrite. That's what bothers me. You can't give a standing ovation to a pedophile because he makes movies good. And that's why he wasn't at the ceremony. He was nominated, but he couldn't go because he was running from the law and he was hiding in France.
Yeah, he lives in France or wherever they hide pedophiles. Yeah.
And he was a pedophile.
If he steps foot, then he's done.
He was convicted of having sex with a 13-year-old girl. The girl went on Larry King. So that's what happened. So you gave a standing ovation to him. So how fucking dare you talk down to people? It gets worse, so let's finish it off.
Yeah,
Only a minute left. Only a minute left.
City to fight back. It kind of broke my heart when I saw it, and I still can't get it out of my head because it wasn't in a movie. It was real life. And this instinct to humiliate when it's modeled by someone in the public platform, by someone powerful, it filters down into everybody's life because it kind of gives permission for other people to do the same thing.
Like molest a 13-year-old girl when you give a standing ovation to somebody. You're giving permission that it's okay. You could still be loved in Hollywood if you do that, as long as you tell people where to stand correctly when a film is rolling.
Disrespect.
Look at Denzel Washington. Looks like he's not having any of this. Hold on. Let me move the picture here so you can see it, Dutch.
I don't have the video.
Okay, anyway, Mitch. Denzel Washington looks like he's not having it. Look at his face.
Not at all.
He's like, no.
You think Denzel's a Trump guy?
Denzel's not a Trump guy, but he's not. He's also historically not been a big liberal either. You know, he's been a big moderate dude.
Invites disrespect. Violence incites violence. When the powerful use their position to bully others, we all lose. Okay.
Who's she talking to?
Oh wait. When the power of others, blah blah blah. She has $45 million to her name. She's not a common person.
She isn't.
Are the awards ceremonies just televised so that actors can say political speeches?
Well, let's let him finish.
Okay, this brings me to the press. We need the principled press to.
There's no such thing. That's an oxymoron. Let's just start there.
Hold power to account. To call them on the carpet for every outrage.
You mean like pissing on hookers, right?
Remember all the stories CNN printed when Obama accidentally bombed a hospital with a drone and killed 67 civilians?
We need to hold the press accountable for being held accountable. The press has been posting fake article after fake article.
So there you go. That's the speech. That was pretty much it.
When did she start shitting on football and
stuff? It was right before this, but I don't want to play any more of it because honestly, and here's the thing, even before the, and Mersh goes, we're writing the Roman Polanski thing. Yeah, but he's a good director though, dude. Fucking asshole. Brendan says, fuck her. The everyday people she claims to be in touch with have been getting fucked doggy style. So this year they decided they wanted to switch it up and get fucked missionary. That's a good point. Very funny, Brendan. No, but fuck you. Don't talk down. And I was thinking about this. I really try to be unbiased. Even forget the speech that she did that bothered me. I was trying to think. People say she's the greatest actor. Actress or actor, whatever, female actor of all time, right? And I'm thinking to myself, I don't see why. I've seen The Devil Wears Prada, and I don't, I guess maybe since I'm not a woman, I don't get the great acting job, but it seemed like a Sex and the City thing to me.
How many of her movies have you seen? Be honest.
I looked through her IMDb earlier. I've seen The Devil Wears Prada, and I've heard her in The Simpsons and King of the Hill. That's literally it.
Because all the movies she does are artsy fartsy type movies that get Oscars.
I have seen Doubt, which was nominated for an Oscar, and she was all right. But my point is that I could name women that I think are better actresses than her. Like Julianne Moore, Helen Mirren, there's women that she's not the greatest actress, you know, in my opinion. I'm sure other people would disagree. Fine.
But yeah, you got to see more of her movies,
no,
I guess.
No.
I've only seen two of her movies.
No, I've seen more than two.
I saw Julie and Julia where she was playing Julia Childs.
Yeah, I saw that too. I'm trying to pull up her IMDb to see, tell you which ones I've seen. That's what I was doing. I've definitely seen more than two of her movies.
I'm not
saying she's good or bad. I haven't seen enough of it to get a good. But I mean, dude, she gets nominated every year.
All right.
So.
Let's see. Let's go through some of these and let's see if you've seen any of them. All right. Here we go. I'm not going to even start. Let's start in the what? Let's say. I'm not going to even start in the 80s.
You can do the 80s.
Okay. We could do, I guess. Out of Africa. Heartburn. Rabbit Ears. Ironweed. A Cry in the Dark. She-Devil.
It's all no for me.
Postcards from the Edge.
Nope.
Death Becomes Her.
Nope.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's with Goldie Hawn.
All right, good. The House of Spirits.
Nope.
The River Wild.
Nope.
I've seen The River Wild. I have definitely seen The River Wild with my mom. Before and After. Wait, I don't know.
Born After what?
I'll have to see it. Yes, I've seen that. That's what. That's with her and Liam Neeson. That's a younger Liam Neeson. King of the Hill, like Mitch said. Marvin's Room. Stuck on You.
I was in Stuck on You.
And did you win a movie with Meryl? You were in a movie with Meryl Streep.
Yeah, and Matt Damon.
Hmm.
Wait, you were in that movie with...
Oh, I've seen that.
Greg Kinnear, Matt Damon, Meryl Streep.
All right. I had no idea.
Matt Damon.
She was in A Series of Unfortunate Events. I saw that.
Yeah, that was good.
Stupid buttons.
She was in Artificial Intelligence.
Yeah, AI. I saw AI.
Yeah.
Was
she good in that?
I don't remember her.
I don't remember her performance. Her voice, so it couldn't be that good.
She played the Blue Fairy.
I've seen Mamma Mia.
I've seen
Doubt. I've seen Julie and Julia. I haven't seen The Fantastic Mr. Fox, but that's not because of her. I just don't fucking like what's his face, the director.
Louis Anderson.
No, not Louis Anderson. The director of The
Fantastic. Wes Anderson.
There you go. Louis Anderson.
Jesus. I made a movie about
this is the
about
Fantastic
Fox.
Mr. Fox.
My father used to beat me. Look at me. I'm sweating like a pig.
So
no one can tell if I'm a homosexual or not.
You can tell how fat I am by the way of my voice.
And
by the way, I'm a homosexual.
She was into the Woods. I've
saw
seen
that.
And that's pretty
was
much
was that any
it.
Good? I've yeah. never seen it, but I didn't yeah. get like a nominated for like a thousand
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
She was
yeah, in, it was pretty good.
And she was in Doubt, and I saw that. Yeah, so I've seen quite a few. I mean, not all of them, but I mean, she hasn't blown me away. You know what I mean? That's just me.
I guess the thing with her is that she's has the ability to play any character no matter and in any genre because she's been. You know what I mean? Like, she has the ability to just kind of transform into these characters in whatever movie she's in, I guess. I don't know.
You want to know, right before we go to break, have you seen Gary Oldman is playing Winston Churchill? Have you seen what...
Why isn't Louis Anderson playing Winston Churchill?
Because I'm too busy playing a lady in baskets.
Oh, that's right. He isn't that. Is that show any good?
I heard it's great. Okay, Dutch, in the chat room here, this is Gary Oldman as Winston Churchill. That's actually Gary Oldman.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Did Did they do a prosthetic on his chin, or did he just put on weight?
I think it's a prosthetic on his chin, but I mean, he looks just like.
It wouldn't surprise me if he did put on the weight, though. He's one of those.
Yeah, you're right. He is one of those dudes. He might have, for all we know, but
I don't know. But at his age,
and Fifth Element.
At his age, it's tough to lose weight, though.
Yeah, but not in Hollywood, man. You get a trainer, and you know,
yeah,
whatever. It should be easy. Get on. They give you all these drugs and shit. You'll be fine. But yeah, that's fucking crazy, right?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Why don't we go to break? We've run late. I told you to go earlier, and you were like, "No, let's do the Meryl Streep thing."
I did. I hate you right
and
now.
And go to break. Pew 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 pew.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the
Nerd Hour.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlife Radio!
You know, with the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, fun.
Birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey, man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like terrible. Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW Review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
Roger is truly one of the most interesting people I know. He's also a pathetic drug addict. Now, I'm going to read a list of different drugs, and Roger, if you hear one you're not on right now, raise your hand. Cocaine, heroin, ecstasy, crack, Oxycontin, meth, steroids, cooked down Afrin, euphoria, the fake drug from 90210. Okay, next I'd like to introduce a woman who is in a rare group for Roger, one who hasn't penetrated him with a strap-on. Let's hear it for Francine Smith.
Oh, thank you, Stan. Roger, you're the most disgusting, out-of-shape piece of shit I've ever met in my life. And I know Sammy Hagar. A few years ago, we thought it would be a good idea to get Roger a checking account to teach him responsibility. Here's what old Rog did. Here's check 001, the only check Roger ever wrote. Please note that in the date line, he's written today, comma, 1783. It's made out for the amount of $72 million, and it's payable to drugs. In the memo line, it says, for drugs, yo, and it's signed John Travolta. Anyway, this was the only check he ever wrote. The rest of the checks have holes in them because Roger got drunk and raped them.
Roger's June 4th diary entry. It says $1 million ideas, and under it, it reads diarrhea equals Rhea Perlman.
No!
The rest of the pages have holes in them because he raped them.
All right, it's time to hear from the man of the hour. Roger, you drunk, lazy cocksucker, get the waiter's dick out of your mouth and get up here.
It's second hour of Dutch and Royce. They're more like radio.com. What did you make that?
Last week?
I haven't heard that one until just now. Yeah, 954-573-2780, morelikeradio.com/live, Hippo Juice Film on Skype. Number of ways to get in touch with us if you would like to. If you're listening to us live and would like to re-listen to any of the fun nonsense, we're on just about every podcast platform there is out there. You just type in More Like Radio and or Dutch and Royce, you'll find it eventually. So I got to tell you guys how to use a search engine. So.
Sorry, I'm adding some more friends because I'm very popular.
Adding more friends to what?
My Facebook. Oh. People are adding me, whatever, it happens.
I really need to get on Facebook more.
That's okay.
Yeah, we're okay without you.
Mean.
It's fine. Yeah, it's good Instagram or something.
Great. Mean. I should start doing Instagram.
Yeah,
I should start using
Instagram.
More social media is basically what I'm trying to say.
Well, you got to start
I don't like most people, and most people I know don't say anything interesting.
Hey.
I
mean, hey.
Twitter
hey.
It works
I'm
because
interesting.
I'm following people who are like celebrities and or like news sites or whatever. So that's the
I'm sorry. I'm not a celebrity, Dutch. I'll work on that.
You don't want to see pictures of my dog all
hey,
day?
Look, you aren't now, but after
you don't want to see naked photos of me.
Royce presents an IDJ, then you'll be famous. We're about to throw you over the top, kid.
Yeah, seriously, do you want to be cut out of your own wedding? Because this is just be Royce Lopez presents Joel Dutch, Van Wingate,
no, no,
and
no,
DJ.
No.
I mean,
No. Royce, I need a DJ.
No,
and I need Joel.
No, Royce was talking about cutting me out of the wedding.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean.
She's on board with that one.
She's like, all right.
Well,
I mean, have to be there.
She needs music.
I mean, after Royce and
We need a living iPod, but the groom we don't necessarily need.
Yeah. After Royce and Joel, it's about me, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking about it yesterday because I signed on with this DJ company. And so instead of me trying to get my own gigs, they can kind of just freelance it out for me. And I was thinking, like, are you guys doing anything as far as like speeches or any of that kind of like similar to Royce and Marie's wedding, or what are you guys thinking?
Yeah, there will be speeches somewhere.
I'm going to do speech.
For
that
sure.
That was my next question. Is it just family members or who's allowed
allowed to do a speech?
We'll do a couple family members and Royce.
Okay. who's your best man, Mitch? I forgot again.
My older brother.
Okay, so I'll be your co-best man. And and what I'll do is I'll help him write his speech. I'll throw some zingers in there.
His speech is going to be like, so congratulations.
Never actually met Sherry until today.
How many minutes do I have? I mean, I need to hold
on. I said you have a... I said you have a minimum of 2 hours.
No, that's too long.
No.
So like a Catholic mass?
And say you had to have props and fireworks are encouraged?
I said that Pastor Royce told me that he would happily marry you. He would get be certified. I could easily get certified and marry you guys. Pastor Royce would happily do it. But I guess you don't want me to do it. Oh, not me. Excuse me. You don't want Pastor Royce to do that. And,
that
you know.
That's correct.
Okay. I offered, though.
The best thing ever, though.
I offered.
If you got certified and you were up there with that dumb accent every time, that would rule.
They would hate Mitch's family. Well, not Mitch, but I think Sherry's family would hate me forever.
I think I probably would be in the back having like a mini seizure, not trying to laugh out loud.
I'm sorry. I missed that. I was trying to turn up my headphones.
I think some of them would enjoy it.
Why would
some
they hate
of them
you?
Would hate it. Pastor Royce.
Oh, my grandma would hate you. Don't piss off my grandma.
No. I wouldn't be mean. I'm going to say positive things. I mean, Pastor Royce is going to say positive things.
Although if you did say like racial things, my family would love you.
I wouldn't.
Oh, mine too. Oh,
Jesus.
So he's allowed to go racial.
Be pro-Trump.
Guys are pretty racist.
You should say, we're going to make this wedding great again.
Yes.
I feel like that would go over well.
That would go over well.
I mean, let's be honest. Speeches that are more than like 3 or 5 minutes get really boring. So
not me. I could put together. I could put together a 15-minute set for you if you want easy.
No,
and it'll crush. It'll crush. I will kill. It'll be amazing. I will go up there with some
literally,
great material.
He's gonna have a machete.
I will do some crowd work if you want. No problem.
Don't kill my grandma.
I'll do crowd work.
Apparently it's all about her grandma.
I'll throw some zingers.
My little brother's wedding video finally got, you know, they watched it not too long ago and he was talking to me about it. And my older brother, who was my younger brother's best man, did the speech. And he was like, dude, I was on there for way too long. Like, he was really critical. It's like whenever you watch yourself on camera, you're just like, oh, God, I suck. Why do I suck so bad? It sucks. Oh, apparently, I haven't seen it yet. But, you know, they did the thing where you pass that, you know, the wireless mic around and they have the thing and you're supposed to, like, say something fun. About, right. You know, the
for,
wedding.
Like, the video thing?
For the video?
Yeah.
I don't even remember doing this, but apparently they gave me the mic, and I just made it all about me. And
I'm surprised.
I've been together with Kelsey
like you at all.
A lot longer than you two have been together. This is my kind of... And I guess at the end, I was like, I'm way too drunk. Somebody take this mic from me.
Jesus.
And they left that in the video.
Of course they did. That's what they're looking for. That's exactly what they look for in those videos.
Are you going to do that thing where you have someone going around with a camera so we're supposed to say things about you?
I mean, there's going to be people there with cameras. I don't know if we're going to
do that. No, like, you know, someone walks around and be like, hey, you know what? We'll do that. Don't worry. I'll get it done.
Okay, you'll take it on yourself. You don't have enough responsibility. You're going to do this as well.
No. Cool. I'm not taking on the responsibility. What I plan to do is... are we bringing Sterling? Because I was going to just put a GoPro on him and have him run around and film.
I wish we could.
I would, but I can't trust him.
Why? What would be the worst that would happen if your dog was there?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe hump time on the dress?
Well, he doesn't do that anymore.
Oh, he doesn't hump anymore?
No more balls.
Cut his balls off.
And so he doesn't have any desire. Has he calmed down? Because I'm about to get dude neutered.
A lot. He calms down a lot.
So much. He's good. Such a good dog now.
Good. Because I'm getting him neutered next week. And
you're going to notice a change.
He eats the couch. Like, eats it.
Why
he
not?
Might still do that. Ugh. Because, I mean, Sterling still eats socks and underwear. And
so
he doesn't chew. He doesn't chew on, like, the door anymore.
When we were in Florida... My soon-to-be sister-in-law was like, yeah, he's had diarrhea. He's just not doing well. Like, he should be fine. We didn't feed him this day and blah, blah, blah. And a couple days after we got back from Florida, I texted her and I was like, Sterling's fine now. I was like, I found a couple of your underwear in his kennel this morning. So he's good now.
Why does
she was
he
like,
eat
oh, my God. Oh, my God. And
if Sterling was a guy, he would be like that creepy uncle.
Does she want the underwear back?
I asked Sherry every time, like, hey, I found this. Do you want it back?
That's what Mitch's little brother asked, too, her fiance. He goes, so do you want them back? Sherry, should you wash them?
These have been through a dog. In one end, out the other.
Pretty sure he's working on one of my socks right now.
Yeah, oh, Stone's a big guy. I was actually kind of surprised how big he was when I saw him.
Why would you be surprised?
He's about 62 pounds.
No, I think he lost some weight. I actually think after we neutered him, I think he lost a couple pounds.
He lost all his testosterone.
Yeah. Right.
2 pounds of testosterone.
2 pounds of balls.
That's what it was.
Anyways.
Any
I have no idea what I was going to get into next.
The president may be peeing on people, allegedly. We don't know.
Obama leaving office? Isn't his farewell speech going on right now?
I don't care. We really want to hear that? No.
Yeah, when does Trump actually get in? Isn't that
the 20th?
March?
20th.
Or February?
January 20th, March
January
or February.
20th.
Yeah, uneducated goon.
I'm sorry, dude. I don't pay attention to all this nonsense. I just know. Okay,
yeah, you don't pay attention to the president.
The exact date, really?
Goon.
Hired goon.
That's my new insult, by the way, goon.
I guess that's good.
It's a good insult.
I don't know if I'd be offended.
That's a solid insult.
I don't know if I'd be offended.
That's a good one.
Why am I being upset that I'm hired to kill someone for money?
No, goon doesn't necessarily mean that you're hired. That's a hitman.
No, hired goons.
No, hired
goons. Watch goon become a bad word, because apparently the word posse is a bad word now.
Why?
Did you not know
it's
that
just
whole
a group
thing
of spics hanging out? Isn't that what a posse is?
Jesus.
Hey,
Christ.
Hey, I could say that.
Oh, shoot. Yeah,
I can say that. And when spics are in a group, we're called when spics are in a group, we're called a murder. A murder. a murder of spics. A murder of spics. Yeah. A murder of spics.
Royce, you are right. There are two definitions to goon. It is both a silly, foolish, or eccentric person.
There you go.
Or the bully or thug, especially hired to terrorize in order to do away with opposition.
See, so I was right. I was correct.
Well, I like to use the North American translation of the bully or thug.
And my translation is what, the British one?
I don't know. A silly, foolish person like you are.
You're a goon.
No, you're a goon.
What were we talking about?
Hired goons?
Oh, no, before that.
No, apparently, yeah, you can't say the word posse anymore. It was
okay, why?
Because Phil Jackson referred to LeBron James's crew as a posse, and apparently LeBron James you don't remember this? It was just a couple weeks ago, or maybe like a month ago. Apparently, yeah, posse has racial annotations towards it. And I didn't know that.
But posse existed, comes up, a body of men typically armed, surrounded by a sheriff to enforce the law. British, the body of men. Why is that racial? What's wrong with that?
Look it up. Just look at posse LeBron James and see what pulls up. It was a while ago. It was all over SportsCenter, but I know you don't really watch that anymore. But yeah, no, it became a thing. And Phil
Jay-Z,
Jackson, to his credit, doubled down on it and was like, I'm not apologizing for your no. No.
By the way, Phil Jackson is a white guy who has earned all the black credit on the planet. You can't race bait him, because he'd be like, fuck you, I coached Jordan and Kobe.
Braun is doing it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, because he'll go, fuck you, I coached Jordan and Kobe. You know what
That's
I mean?
Basically what he's doing.
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck. Phil Jackson's a
dude.
Yeah,
how many championships does fucking LeBron have?
7.
3.
Yeah, and how many does Phil Jackson have?
14.
6.
Still more than him.
Up numbers. No, it's 6.
Oh. Numbers. Yeah,
oh, wait, no, it's more than that.
Yeah, it's more than that. What
yeah,
the hell?
He had 6 with Jordan.
I'm talking about Phil Jackson.
Wish someone had Google.
Apparently it wasn't LeBron.
Okay, Google, how many championships does Phil Jackson have?
LeBron didn't have the problem. It was LeBron's friend Maverick Carter obviously had an issue with it. Was reading
That's
it.
Not his first name.
Yeah, Maverick Carter. Fuck him. Phil Jackson's
11.
The fuck he wants.
LeBron James says he's lost all respect for Phil Jackson after New York president characterized James' business associates as a, quote, posse in a recent interview.
Oh my
He has
God.
11 total, Dutch.
Tell him to shut up.
Okay.
So I wasn't too far off with 14, my made-up number.
By the way, I don't care now what LeBron does, because he's not at the Heat, so he can do what the fuck he wants. He can fuck him.
Seriously.
Yeah, your poor team is like on a mire of mediocrity now. You guys used to be awesome. Well,
what
and
do you
now
want?
You're just dead.
Everyone left. What are you gonna do?
Huh?
What are you gonna do? Did you watch
the Mavericks?
Did you watch a college football game?
Yeah, I did.
Wow, what a great game.
Marie and Sherry, you guys can go take a bathroom break. We're gonna talk for about 5 seconds.
Please and Mitch. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm playing with Dougie.
So the national championship game between
Clemson.
Between Clemson and Alabama was last night. And it was for lack of a I didn't do it loud enough. It was probably one of the best games I've ever seen all year. It was just a complete and utter back and forth. And what? Okay. This was the biggest problem that I had with everything. You guys know who Tom Rinaldi is, right?
Yeah.
Tom Rinaldi, for the listeners who don't know, you guys know. He's an ESPN reporter who does sideline reporting sometimes. He was doing it last night. But his whole thing, and I compare him to a emotion vulture, where he always does these specific pieces of kids who are dying of cancer or a person who has a deformed flipper for an arm or just these awful things. He's trying to make the audience cry.
Like the stuff that they do on like on the not the 30 for 30s, but the mini documentaries. What are they called? You know what I mean?
The shorts.
The
E60 shorts.
Yeah.
E6 docs.
Exactly.
That's where his wheelhouse is, and I hate him more than anything in the world because he has this that you know he's not being sincere, and he has this like delivery of through determination and passion.
Yeah.
This kid who was born with a tail was able to get it removed even though he's an albino black in Africa. It was like that's the kind of shit that
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm interested in the story about that. I would like to know more about that albino
tail.
I don't
know what his 40 time was.
I don't know what that is. I just came to my head.
I want to hear that story now.
But, dude, he's the worst. His whole thing is trying to suck some sort of emotion out of whatever. So, at the end of the game, Clemson won. And, you know, the quarterback for Clemson, Deshaun Watson, who played in the same game last year, lost to Alabama. And then he finally came back and they were able to avenge it. Whatever. It was a great game. The kid's crying. I mean, he's only like 20 years old or maybe 21. I don't know. But he's crying. And this is Tom Rinaldi put the mic in the kid's face and said, "There's emotion on your face. Why is that?" And I'm going, that could be that up there with what's that guy who had the worst question ever in the debates?
Ken Bone.
Ken Bone.
Ken, that was a Ken Bone type question. This guy, dude, if for anybody who might know Tom Rinaldi or doesn't, just look up his shit. There's like a YouTube video of awful questions by Tom Rinaldi. He is the worst, and I don't know what my visceral hatred is. So the reason why I'm bringing this up, Sherry, can you get him on the show?
Sherry took her headphones
as an interview.
Off.
Oh, she didn't even have her headphones on.
What?
Oh, she actually got up and left. Oh,
well, no, she was sitting there. I will.
You're good at getting interviews. Can we get Tom Rinaldi from ESPN on? Because I want to tell him that I think he sucks and he's a terrible human being straight to his face.
Don't,
we haven't had a bad
Sherry,
interview in a long time.
Don't lead in with that interview like that. Interview. Don't lead in like that. Don't say the host of the show thinks you suck. Don't start the email
just
with
think,
that.
Well, she's in luck because she didn't hear anything you said. Perfect. So she'll just say, hey, this is a good thing. We'll get this guy on.
Perfect.
Yes.
Pretend that's the reason.
I have a template.
That is such a genuine laugh from Royce.
I love Sherry. That was hilarious. I have a template, I'll have you know.
Can we try and get, Tom Rinaldi. I think it's spelled like the Italian way. Rinaldi.
I found it.
Rinaldi.
Rinaldi.
Look at his face, dude. He's got gopher teeth. Like, he's just, I hate everything about this guy. And like I said, we haven't had a bad interview in a long time, and I want to set this one up specifically. So.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I want to tell him he's an emotion vulture. He just profits off of people's pain. He's a terrible
By the way, I was driving somebody, and they were watching First Take in my Uber.
By the way, it's a lot better now that Skip's off of it.
Oh, my God. I was listening to First Take, and I'm like, you know, I wonder what Skip Bayless is doing right now. Like, you know, we talked last week how
probably
he caught
jacking it.
Yeah, no, it's and it's
he's
not
doing
much.
The identical show.
No,
did you know that?
Yeah, with Shannon Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
But it sucks.
They got a girl moderator. It is the exact same show, and I don't know why ESPN isn't suing.
But it sucks.
Oh, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible.
It was so bad. But anyway.
Skip is probably the most hateable guy in sports
and
media,
Yes, the last thing about sports.
It sounds like.
The last thing with sports, because that's a long enough sports break, before we move on, is the Dolphins lost. I'm very sad. To the Steelers.
At least it wasn't a blowout.
Shut up. You couldn't stop the run. Like, that it was bad.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well.
Le'Veon Bell just waxed you guys up and down the field. He looked like a Madden character.
Are we done with sports?
Did you actually watch the game? I know you guys have unplugged.
No, I didn't. No, we were in New York. Yeah, what's up?
We're not done with sports now.
Yeah, we're done. Go ahead, babe.
Oh, I didn't have anything else. I just was excited that we were done with sports.
Okay, we're done with sports. We're bringing everyone back. Everyone back. Sports is over. Everyone back.
I cannot be bored again.
Everyone back. Did you see the video?
Nerds and farts and cartoons.
Dude, Dutch, did you see the video of the fucking of ISIS forcing that 4-year-old to kill somebody?
No.
Holy shit, dude.
I don't want to see it.
I do.
Okay, you guys go ahead. I'm not gonna watch it.
Wait. I'm not gonna play the video, but I did want to talk.
You watch that kind of stuff? Like Kelsey was telling me that she watched that video of the 12-year-old who killed herself by hanging herself, and she live streamed the whole thing while she was doing it. And I looked at her. I'm like, why would you
hold
watch
on?
That?
Hold on.
What part of
hold
the
on.
Headline of that makes you would want to watch?
But
that?
How many?
Like, think it's fake.
Hold on. But how
no,
many?
It's real.
How many likes did you get?
Jesus, dude. Like, that kind of shit, like, I think Bill Burr said it. Like, when you watch this stuff, part of your soul leaves you.
I guess.
I don't know.
But I haven't watched the video either. But my point is, it's been going around that, yeah, like, it's a 4-year-old basically killing somebody.
How?
With a gun? With a gun in a ball pit.
In a ball pit?
Yeah. Oh, an old run-down ball pit.
Come on.
Really?
Yeah.
ISIS forces.
Like a McDonald's ball pit?
Shoot, man.
There you go. There's the
not probably Burger King.
It's not. It's before he shoots him. I won't play
Holy
the video.
Crap.
So.
Oh man. Yeah. I don't. This. I no, dude.
The gun is so tiny.
By the way,
dude, if you didn't,
can
know,
I say I feel terrible for the kid, but that kid is adorable.
If you cropped out that photo so that you didn't see the other two people in there and it was just the kid winking and holding a gun.
Mitch, I'm sorry, but that just, if you crop out just his face, that's a meme. The kid's face, look at his face. Tell me that's not a meme face.
It is a meme face.
Like, I'm trying to think of the joke. Hold on. Let me look at the face.
It's really messed up.
Yeah, it's a curve.
He really killed that guy?
Okay, can somebody...
I'm not going to watch the video, but it says here in the article, once a toddler approaches a man, an ISIS terrorist place...
What?
A small pistol in his hand, toddler gun at the prisoner's head, and squints for a few seconds and pulls the trigger.
Jeez. Bullet
strikes the prisoner's head right as the video ends. It was a ISIS propaganda video.
What are we supposed to gain out of this? What is ISIS supposed to gain out of this? Like, what... What was their goal? To prove that they could?
Facebook
I'll
news.
Tell you. It says right here. It says ISIS indoctrinates children to force them to commit acts of barbarism at a young age so that the actions become second nature.
Western Echo says, it has to be said, Dave and Buster's in the Middle East is very different.
I was going to say, they have the world's saddest ball pit.
It's true that
the
height
is
evil.
That's what the ball pit looks like with the exploded balls.
Oh,
Dennis found the joke in it.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's fucking funny. See, you can find comedy in everything. See?
Dennis found the joke.
Oh, fuck.
It's
hilarious.
Awful. And now it's funny. I mean, it's terrible.
Oh, my God. ISIS. ISIS Chuck E. Cheese.
Where a kid can be a terrorist.
If it were a Photoshop, it'd be funny, but it's real, so it's disturbing. But because it's real, it's true, and then it makes the joke funny again. It's a weird circle.
Funny.
It's a really weird circle. I mean, it's so sad. That's sad for both. It's sad for all parties involved in this ball pit. It's a sad ball pit. It's a ball pit of tears.
I mean, I've really thought the worst ball pit ever, the ones that they pee in at McDonald's, but this is the worst. This is
can I bring this back around to happy?
Hold on, Dutch. I'm Yelp reviewing this ISIS Chuck E. Cheese here. I'm saying, you know what? The pizza's good, but I'm not going to lie. The 4-year-old killing someone in the ball pit, thumbs down. I'm Yelping this right now. Someone help me Yelp this. How does Yelp work? Okay, Google, Yelp.
That's not how it works.
I probably heard me too. The door's open.
So, Dutch, did you have something happy to bring it back to, or were you just panicking?
I just reposted the picture that was making Marie laugh her ass off before the show was even on.
Oh, well, I don't know if it's going to have the same effect a second time.
Not for you, it's for the listeners.
Oh, because I got a good,
I have a name.
Solid 5 minutes.
Jihad and Busters.
No.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, Jihad and Kabooms.
Dave and Boomsters.
There you go.
There it is.
See, this is why I want to do an escape room with all you guys, because I really think we can figure it out. We're very smart.
They're opening one of those down the street from me.
They're opening one down the street from everybody now.
That's all it is. Remember when it used to be laser tag? And then before
laser
that,
laser tag used to be the thing, and now they're escape rooms.
Yeah.
Wait, what's an escape room?
Okay, I'm sure you have. I'm sure you have them around you, Dutch, but they build these rooms where you go in with a group of people, and it's a real life puzzle you have to solve to get into the next room. Like, you know, you have to solve a mystery in each room to figure out how to unlock a door to get into the next room.
Oh, that's so you cool. Like sign up. It's like, okay.
Yeah, it's like
okay,
that.
Like real life Clue, and you have, okay.
Right.
Yeah. So instead of paying $20 for laser tag for an hour, you're paying $20 to solve a puzzle in a room.
Right.
With friends.
Yeah.
Well, the way you said it made it seem like it was just a puzzle in the middle of the room.
No.
Like they're interacting. I did one.
Like
I know.
Okay, Marie did one. Go ahead.
I did one. So the one in Orlando opened up, and there were 6 different themes that you could pick, and we ended up getting the hardest room. And
I want to do the gay theme.
There is no gay theme. A lot of them were actually scary. They have scary like horror.
I mean,
themes.
All of them could be gay themed depending on how you act.
Yeah. But we had one.
You guys ever heard of a mouth party?
It's a fucking state of mind is really what it is.
Right.
We had one where you were in an Egyptian, like, scavenger.
How dare you assume it's gender?
Gender?
Yeah.
That's not.
Egyptian?
Yeah.
That's a race.
Oh, I don't know anymore. I don't want to mess up.
Okay.
I'm really scared.
No, we had to go through 5 different rooms of multiple puzzles to get to a gem ruby in a tomb and you know get the ruby out. And I did not pass. We got through 3 out of the 5 rooms, but the puzzles were hard and long and deep and phrasing.
Shut up.
Do you have do you have a time limit? You said
1 hour. And
you have 1 hour to go through the whole
and the employees
thing.
Can you bring booze?
The employees watch you from cameras in the ceiling and talk to you like God because you can yell out if you get stuck, I need a hint, and then they'll go over on the loudspeaker and tell you a hint and you can kind of talk to them and they give you time
how many
checks.
Of those do you get
and you lose
3
points for getting hints.
3.
I only get 3 total.
Well, I'm not going to ask for hints because I know I could go in there and crush it.
We said
and you asked for a mint.
We should do that as a group.
That'd be so much fun. I've done them. They're great.
You had them before, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do I not know about these things?
I did it through work. Yeah, we were testing
that's the same
it
thing
to
Marie
see
did.
If we wanted to you offer it as it. An event. And it. Ours was we were kidnapped, and we had to deactivate a bomb before we blew up, and we blew up.
So wait, so both you guys did this through work, so I'm assuming it was like a team building exercise along with having fun kind of
yes.
thing?
Yes.
I can see why corporations.
There's one in Orlando that has an insane asylum where you're like you're captured and you have to escape from this weird. There's scary ones too. So there's all different ones, yeah. But
do they have any gay ones?
I mean, again, all of them can be gay ones depending on how you go in there.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Speaking of like adult. Games. Wait, like, has that thing come out with the virtual reality where the whole building goes in with the VR that you're working with where you're actually able to walk around and...
No, No.
Remember that shit? We watched it. I think it was called The Void.
Yeah, not yet. It's supposed to be coming sometime next year.
Once that's out, that's the next trip we're all going to as a group.
Yeah, that thing looks crazy.
Awesome. Wait, where's that?
think in Arizona.
Oh, I like Arizona.
I've never been.
I've been to Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Tacoma,
Philadelphia, Atlanta, LA.
Northern California, where the girls are warm.
And I can see my thing, baby, yeah.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
You skipped ahead.
I skipped because I felt like it. I'll do what I want.
That's how you end a song.
Don't be a song Nazi.
That's how you end a song early. Skipping ahead. Throws everyone off.
Shut up.
Don't you just say, okay, Google, next song?
That'll work, too.
I like how I'm just fucking up everybody's homes.
Oh,
Google
God.
Homes right
yeah,
now.
We're pissing people off. It's amazing.
I don't know if Google realized when they invented this device that they gave Mitch a new
game to
play.
Dude, did you see a little girl accidentally ordered a really expensive dollhouse from Amazon, yeah. And then they reported on it on the news, and then anyone that was watching it, their Alexa ordered a very expensive dollhouse.
Right, because they said the code word, it was, you know, they said, okay
Alexa,
or
it was
the
Alexa.
Other one, and then they said, order this expensive thing. And a lot of people had that order for them.
And then it would order them, and it was by accident. So, you know, I guess it's nice.
Can you imagine that doll company going, wow, we just sold like 300 units for absolutely no reason at 3 o'clock yesterday.
I wonder what would happen. Okay, let's see. Alexa, order strap-on. Okay.
No, let's think of what would actually be in Amazon. It wouldn't just be called a strap-on.
No, you got it. Okay, let's find one first.
Actual things in Amazon. Let's get a listener to order them.
Now they know.
Oh,
now they know.
Turn off. Oh shit!
Good job.
No, they won't. It'll be
you
fine.
Ruined it.
No, it'll be fine.
Oh, here we go. Okay, Alexa, order a Master Series reciprocating saw sex machine adapter.
Can you read the reviews on that,
please?
Please
give me the link for what you're looking at.
Can you please read?
Give me that link, please.
It's in the chat.
Alexa, order Passion's Lube natural water-based lubricant 55-gallon drum.
What the fuck? That's not
nice. You put it on a Sawzall?
It's one.
You put it on a Sawzall?
That's great. Oh, I...
Hey, honey. I think I found a new Valentine's gift.
Okay, hold on. Does it have reviews, Mitch?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
This is a 5-star review, and it says, as advertised, does exactly what it's supposed to do. It's a little intimidating at first, being bulky and noisy and very fast. Short strokes on the G-spot sends her through the roof. Start at a really slow speed and build up. Let her tell you to go faster, slower, deeper, whatever.
Dude, there's a video of it.
For us.
There's a video. There's an Amazon video of it. Have you clicked that link, Royce?
No, where?
Click the link in the chat that Mitch posted.
The second one? No,
it's
yeah, the second one.
Yeah, the Amazon
one. Yeah, I clicked it, but where's the video?
So you see the pictures in the last?
Oh, I see it. I got it.
The fourth one down. There you go.
Yeah.
The fucking adapter. Easily convert most Sawzalls into a fucking machine.
The
just
hell?
Slide the Vaculock dildo onto the adapter, then easily slide it into the Sawzall mount and lock. And you're good to go.
Somebody please find me this video on YouTube right now!
I don't feel like they would have this on YouTube, but maybe I'm wrong. So it's just an adapter for... Okay, hold on. If you look, scroll down, it says customer reviewed this item, also viewed. The one that actually has the 7 attachment love machine.
I'm just a love machine.
That one is the same size as the other dildo, but it's black.
African-American.
Sorry.
Come on, you know better by now.
I don't even know why I even try anymore.
I found the YouTube video for it. I thank you.
It's microphone attachments. Like, it's like audio. Wow, that's actually pretty inventive.
Hey, babe.
Here's like another video for it. Here.
Hey, babe.
Okay, he's attaching it. Hold on. He's attaching it to the reciprocating saw. And let's see it in action. Here we go. And go.
Do either of the girls on the show think that would be anything you'd be interested
in?
Hold on.
He's going to put it in a fake vagina right now. Hold on. Oh, God.
It's so utilitarian.
Make sure dildo and pussy are well lubed.
It's so utilitarian.
And go. Oh, that doesn't look that bad. Oh, God, no, that's too fast.
The noise would bother me. I would hate the noise. It would take me out of the moment.
That's the weird part.
But it would feel good, though.
The noise would bother me. You don't understand how, like,
that's where you
much
draw
noises bother me.
That's where you draw the line, huh?
Really?
Well, put on headphones.
Yeah. Put on noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah, earmuffs.
Why am I watching this?
Shut up, and then I want to see what happens at the end. We also have longer version of the fuck saw dildo adapter. Good to know. Okay, well,
that just sounds like it would like create like smoke.
I know.
I posted another link friction. In the chat, Royce. Mm-hmm. This is the same company, the Lovebots company.
Okay,
but this is
for a fuck machine,
as they call it.
Okay, let's see the fuck machine.
One of our most popular sex machines, the Versa Fuck Machine, is easy to use for solo or couples play. The Versa comes with three penetrating attachments. This easily adjustable machine can pleasure you from any angle, accommodating your favorite position. Whether you prefer being...
But it's playing Terminator music, so it's scaring me. I think
Alexa,
it's going
to be... order a Love Bot with Versa
me if
Fuck
you want
Machine.
To come.
On top. Missionary, doggy, or something a little different, the Versa Fuck Machine will give you the deep thrusting action you desire.
Get to the dildo!
They got straight to the point with that name, didn't they?
Yeah.
Versa Fuck.
In a world where women can't climax.
Lead with the remote and indulge your fantasies.
I hope that somebody that has bought a Lovebots Fuck Machine one day gets trapped in a room or a situation due to unfortunate events and has to use that machine to punch their way through the door.
Alexa, order Doc Johnson Vacu-Lock Large Suction Cup Plug.
Doc Johnson?
Like, yeah, it's a butt
like
plug.
The shoe company?
Yeah.
I found one for guys. It's okay. Called the Milker. Automatic deluxe stroker sex machine.
Finally,
there we go.
Something for the fellas.
The Milker.
Yeah.
Let's go.
On your member.
We put some lube on the dildo.
Oh, it's hungry.
Ooh, it is.
It sucks it in. It's like sucking.
Like a hungry hippo Marie.
You got a pretty big machine here that actually. Let me see how.
Dude, but like it has like an. Remember the
that's
old.
It's really aggressive.
Hold on. But remember
that
the
sound sounds like something out of Bunsen Honeydew's Muppet Labs.
Yeah, but the thing it's attached to, it's like, remember many years ago when we talked about the rabbit phone system, this elaborate thing? This is what this is like.
Yeah.
It has like
this.
It's an air compressor box. It's a mini air compressor.
It looks like, yeah, exactly. Like, you can fill your tires with it.
I completely forgot about the rabbit phone system.
Oh, I remember.
What an elaborate phone system we invented. I don't even remember a single thing it did or needed to do, but you were right.
Let's see this.
This thing is too many things.
Okay. I mean, that's...
So let me just get this straight. Someone went to
For a product that sucks this
where...
much, it doesn't really suck.
Hold on. You guys missed this joke.
No, it wasn't. I did not miss
there.
It.
Yeah, listen. Listen.
Wait. I don't know if I want to touch that. Okay.
So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
Someone went to a farm, watched cows being milked, and said, I want to put my penis in that.
I want to put my dick in
basically,
that.
Basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't really understand how guys think.
Yeah. Can you fuck it?
If the answer
will
is yes,
make my
then
dick
you will.
Feel good.
Yeah. And that's it.
Okay. You know, for a product that sucks this much, it doesn't really suck.
I really want that machine every once
That's
in a while.
That's a really good joke.
Hey, look at my voice. It's
one of those
natural.
Guys that his
I'm
voice
a eunuch.
Changes the second he knows he's on camera. And he does, like, the puker voice.
I want that machine every maybe 1 minute or 2 minutes just to go, mama, as it's sucking on your dick.
The number two comment is, cool, I'll try it with my cousin.
Oh, no.
That's weird.
I think a lot of people on YouTube are just stinkers, guys.
Goons?
Bunch of goons. Uneducated goons.
Let's watch some more of this.
No, I think
more
that
more of the dick sucker.
I can close it up.
Yeah,
I think we saw pretty much everything it does. Wait, were there attachments?
Yes, that's what I was getting at because I kept watching the video while you guys were.
Is there a diddler for the balls?
There is. Yes.
Oh, I want to see the ball diddler.
Wait, what?
Keep watching. I'm at like a minute in, and they start doing that. It's not for the balls as much as it is for the butthole.
A minute milker. In the milker, you mean? A minute in?
The milker. Just go
if
like a
for
minute
for the butthole,
in.
Wouldn't it be a fudger?
I got it.
Now two people can.
Do we have a breast toy we can stick in here? Well,
yeah. Why don't you stick your cock in it?
A butt right over here.
Oh, okay. That's a fake butt. I see. Oh. It's like cupping, but for your butt? Anus.
So, penis head, two guys can use it at once.
Two guys can use it at once. Now we're getting kinky.
Hey-o.
Can you imagine two gay guys standing there with their dicks inside of these things?
Yeah,
and
we
just
could fuck each other. We're just going to stand here in front of this loud machine.
This is the in-between. This is the in-between two Demolition Man, where they have the sex with the mind hit with the head things. This was before that.
Wouldn't you get a prolapsed asshole if you put that on your butthole?
It sucks the shit right out.
I'm sure you would.
It sucks the milks the shit right out of your anus.
It's a felcher.
I pooped in it again.
Okay, well that was the end of it. A homemade Sibian machine? Hold on 1 second.
Oh, I saw no. that too.
I need to know. I'm sorry, but I need to.
.com.
I need to know. Okay, hold on. He has a motor. Oh my god, the music of him building this is amazing. Dude, these tools.
It's a fan motor from like
an air conditioning unit or something.
Or actually, I think it's more of like a window fan. Not window, sorry. You know, like an overhead fan.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those motors.
Okay.
He's going into elaborate lengths to
Put
me fast forward.
Yeah, I want to get to it too.
I'm going
to
make orgasms. I'm going to make orgasms.
I'm trying to get to the end of it.
He picked appropriate music.
This is like how it's made for fucking.
Yeah.
Yep.
Holy cow. Okay. He's really.
Wow, he's like leathering it. Wow, that's crazy. Leathering it. That's a term, asshole.
It's a nice.
Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, it's got a butthole. It's got
one spins and one goes up and down.
This man. And by the way, this guy's single. He just does it for a hobby.
Holy cow.
I was
going
to say, because it looks homemade, so this isn't something you would like, you know, do professionally.
As someone who respects themselves, I wouldn't want to sit on a Sibian that also has a butthole attachment. I feel like you would just...
Is that
whole,
too much
your
at
whole,
once?
Your whole lower half would just get
you would demolished. You would time travel.
It's just too much.
Yeah.
You don't need the butthole attachment. That's too much.
Yeah,
I don't need that much action in my butt.
He did a little too much with the butthole attachment.
It's too much.
That made me uncomfortable looking at it.
Alexa,
I just wanted to know why at the end of that video, why it had Tango and Cash trailer behind the scenes video.
Alexa, order a Sibian.
I'm looking at one that says warning adult content inside a sex doll factory. Let's see. Oh wow.
I wonder what kind of music
real life. Those are like real life people that aren't alive.
What kind of music do you think a sex factory plays when they're making sex toys?
Oh, of course, Vice has a thing of making the world's first male sex doll. Oh, Vice. They're great.
What else are they going to do with their time? Holy cow.
Drugs?
It's midnight.
Not do good television. I'm going to watch that later.
Hey, Dutch.
What?
It's midnight.
Okay.
a song. So you
did
guys
you use sample blood?
I know, I'm pulling up a song.
You forgot.
You're going to have to tell the people to hold on a second.
You forgot.
Are we
to.
Doing a whisper podcast? No, no. It's just, I'm trying to. I'm just trying to pull up a song, and I don't want them to hear the behind the scenes stuff that we do.
What?
It sounds like we're doing a whisper podcast.
You just weren't prepared, were you?
I'm just going to play the first song that I see.
You're panicking. Don't panic. Lady Gaga.
Are we imitating NPR?
Gaga.
And that's.
All right.
That's what you came up with?
It was the first one. I looked at A, and that was the first thing that I
AFI.
Saw. I hit the first song I hit. What?
That's AFI, right? Or what's the
yes,
name of that?
Yes.
Yeah.
AFI.
I'm confused, though.
Marie, why are you better than everyone?
I'm better than everyone because I'm going to single-handedly take down Spirit Airlines.
Royce?
I am better than you because, I don't know, man.
Oh, I know why you're better. Because why? Sherry updated her wedding website profile underneath Royce Lopez Groomsman. You now have hashtag co-best man, hashtag Royce Presents.
Perfect. That's why I'm better, because I'm co-best man for the wedding.
Sherry, that sounds like something that Sherry would be better at, but whatever. Sherry, why are you better than everyone?
I am better than you because I drink out of my Florida wine glass that I... half stole.
No, you what? You either stole it or you didn't.
She bought one.
She bought one.
She stole one.
She gave herself a BOGO.
Perfect.
Mitch.
I am better than you because Alexa, order an IMO vibrating anal plug and prostate massager.
Cakes.
I'm better than you because, ooh, I'm just a love machine and I won't work for nobody but you.
Yeah. I'm just a love machine. No, baby.
And I am better than you because I know how to spell the word ear. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you guys tomorrow if you're a fan of the Hippo Juice Show, which is basically almost the exact same cast of characters. Otherwise, anything else, you guys?
Hasta luego, Felicia.
We will see you guys next week. Dutch and Royce.